British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is dead in his ditch. The words of Andrew Adonis from the UK's House of Lords. He was riffing on Boris Johnson's own quote this week, that he would rather be dead in a ditch than ask for a Brexit delay. The House of Lords passed the final stage of a bill today that prevents Johnson from leaving the European Union without a Brexit deal. And so this prompted Adonis to call the Prime Minister dead, politically speaking, that is.
Though I don't relish the prospect, because I think it could lead to a third prime minister in as many months, I think that may be the best thing for the country rather than going over the edge of a cliff with Boris Johnson.
The political manoeuvring has been hard to follow for folks here in the US, but the same is true for Brits. The city of Portsmouth is on the front lines of Brexit's impact in the UK economy. The World's Orla Barry joins us from Portsmouth, and you're at the ferry terminal, Orla?
I am at the ferry terminal mainly because something like 60% of produce coming through Portsmouth comes from France and Spain. And really what a lot of the people are concerned about is how goods are going to get through various ports and how traffic, etc., is going to be delayed. The motorway is literally just outside, and if you get over 13 trucks lined up coming onto the port, and if they're delayed for any reason, which they will be with the new customs checks, that will back onto the motorway. If it backs onto the motorway, you're talking about major traffic jams.
Yeah, seriously consequential for the city. I mean, Portsmouth is the second largest port in the UK and relies on its connections to Europe and the world, and yet a majority of people there, I understand, voted for Brexit to leave. Why?
Yes, talking to anyone, they said immigration was the reason that they did so. People said that they weren't happy with the number of people they saw coming in from Europe and from other countries, and there was that sense that there wouldn't be enough jobs for local people, and this is their reason for voting for it. It kind of comes down to some simple reasons, I guess, in the end.
Right, so since 2015 and the Brexit vote, has Brexit had an impact in Portsmouth?
It has. I mean, it's actually interesting. I was chatting to one gentleman who is from the Portsmouth Bangladesh Business Association, Raja Ali, because he deals with EU funds and managing EU funds for students who are coming into Portsmouth, because lots of students come to the UK from France and Spain. And have a listen to what he said.
We've had to make the very difficult decision of setting up an office in the Republic of Ireland, and three offices will probably amalgamate into just one small office in the UK, in Portsmouth, and majority of the funding, majority of the students, they will all go to the Republic of Ireland.
So he's moving his business, part of his business, to Ireland. Now, you know, it wasn't what I expected. We've heard of some quite big companies considering moving their offices to Ireland. I didn't expect someone who's, you know, working on a slightly smaller scale to consider moving to Ireland, but that's before Brexit has even happened. And he said that he has talked to many MPs and local councillors and asked them what he should do, and they all asked him to wait and hold on, and he said he just couldn't.
Yeah, already dealing with the practical downsides of Brexit.
Yeah.
What have people in Portsmouth made of the last few days and these stormy speeches in Parliament?
Yeah, I think they've been as aghast and as bewildered as most of the people on the other side of the Atlantic here. It's playing out every day on TV screens here, and no one fully knows what to make of everything that has happened. Funnily enough, I was talking to a Conservative councillor, and I said to him, how does he feel that his own party leader, the Prime Minister, that his own brother doesn't feel that he can stand by him?
Sure, it's going to make for some awkward Christmases in that family, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of tensions in the party and in the country and a lot of differences. Now, I think we just need to get it over with and done, and hopefully we can move on, because all the uncertainty and all the continuing tension, I think, is not making anything any better.
So there you have it, an awkward Christmas dinner for them. So that's the kind of, you know, overall people are exhausted and bewildered, as they have been for the last 3 and a bit years now, but also the prospect of a general election doesn't mean that it's going to sort things out anytime soon. So that means the bewilderment and frustration will continue.
The World's Orla Barry speaking with us from Portsmouth at the ferry terminal. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.